The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, encouraged us to strive for uprightness by seeking assistance in the early mornings, late afternoons, ar-rawha, and something of the depths of the night. From this tradition, the scholars made it a habit to briefly read texts of religious guidance in the late afternoon, and often term such readings the daily rawha. The term refers to the late afternoon, but also to a time of rest from worldly toils and reinvigoration of one's spirit. In this daily rawha, Sheikh Faraz Rabbani will be covering two texts, Imam Zarnuji's primer on the etiquette of seeking knowledge, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim Tariq al-Ta'allum, and Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 prophetic hadith.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد ذي القدر العظيم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We are continuing to look at the 40 hadith Qudsi, and we have reached hadith number 37, correct? And this collection of 40 hadith by Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani is part of an amazing work because it collects 40 sets of 40 hadiths. 40 sets of 40 hadiths. So this is just the first set, which are hadith Qudsi, and then the next set is hadiths on praise of Allah, mighty and majestic. So hadith number 37. An Abdullah ibn عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يستخلص رجلا من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. So سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر, may Allah be well pleased with both father and son, relates that the messenger of Allah, Allah bless him and grant him peace, mentioned that Allah Most High will select a man from my ummah, said the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of all creation on the day of resurrection. فَيَنْشُرُ عَلَيْهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ سِجِلًّا, and spread forth before him, before this person, 99 scrolls. كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْلَ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ, each scroll like the distance of the gazing of the eye, as far as the eye can see. مَدُّ الْبَصَرِ, as far as the eye can see. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ, then Allah Most High says, أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا, do you deny anything from this? أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَافِظُونَ, have my recording angels wronged you in any way, meaning with respect to what they have recorded. فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبِّ, and the servant will say, not at all, O Lord. فَيَقُولُ أَلَكَ عُذْرٌ, and Allah will ask, do you have an excuse? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبِّ, and the servant will say, no, O Lord. فَيَقُولُ بَلَى أَرَى لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَةً. But then, so the servant said, I have no excuse for all these things I have done. But then Allah Most High says, بَلَى, indeed you do. Truly you have with us a good deed. فَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمِ, for you shall have no wrong, no injustice upon you on this day. Of course, in itself, injustice is inconceivable for Allah, because justice is not giving another their due. But this is, how do we understand? This is either that we will completely fulfill all that we have promised. So you shall. So in that sense, that all that you were promised without right, without obligation, we will give it fully. And so there'll be no wrong against you on this day, nor anything. So that's one meaning. The other, there'll be no injustice against you, that nothing that anyone could conceivably argue that it is remotely unjust. said, for there is no injustice against you on this day. فَيُخْرِجُ بِطَاقَةً, and there will be, and Allah will bring forth the small card, a small card, a bitaqa. فِيهَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. In it is the statement of divine oneness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So Allah Most High will say, أَحْضِرْ وَزْنَكَ, said, bring forth your weights. فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبْ مَا هَذِهِ الْبِطَاقَةُ مَعَ هَذِهِ السِّجِّلَّاتِ, right? So prepare for it to be weighed. And the servant himself, the one who did all these bad deeds, first, those scrolls of bad deeds, those scrolls all contain their bad deeds, 99 scrolls, each one as far as the eye can see. So the servant said, be prepared to be, for your deeds to be weighed, he said. And the servant himself, the one who recognizes that, oh Allah, you have not wronged me, your recording angels have not wronged me in any way, it is exactly as is recorded, he said, do you have any excuse? The servant said, I have no excuse whatsoever, I did it at all. But then the small card will be brought forth. What's the small card? That says, La ilaha illallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be, you know, أحضر وزنك, right? Be ready for it to be weighed. And the servant says, Ya Rabb, ما هذه البطاقة مع هذه السجلات? What is this little card in comparison with all these scrolls of deeds? Sijil is a scroll. ما يسجل فيه, that which things are recorded in. This word, sijil, from ما يسجل, that which is something is recorded on. Which is why when you enroll in a course, it's called تسجيل. A recording is called تسجيل. Right? So the servant says, O Lord, what does this card have? Right? What weight does this card have? Before all these scrolls, 99 of them. فَيَقُولُ إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. And Allah Most High says, you shall not be wronged. وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ اسْمِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ شَيْءٍ رَوَاهُ الترمذي. And nothing is weighty before the name of Allah, mighty and majestic. Nothing is weighty with the name of Allah, mighty and majestic. Meaning that this scroll is placed on the scales, and this servant, who is a believer, but whose scrolls preponderated, 99 scrolls, each scroll as wide as the eye could, as long as the eye can see, they're unfurled. He admits to it, recognizes it. Alas, do you admit to these? Yes. Have my angels wronged you? No. Do you have an excuse? The servant says, I don't have an excuse. But you see, what did this servant have? He had two qualities, the ulama point out. What are the two qualities this servant had? Well, iman, but what did he have with his iman? Sincerity. And the other is that he had humility. He had humility. He admitted to his wrong. That he had humility. And these are two qualities that are key. But of course, this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Ibn Ata'illah put the balance, because there are the warnings of Allah and the promises of Allah, of His mercy. Ibn Ata'illah summarized it so beautifully when he said, لا كبيرة إن واجهك فضله. No sin is grave if you are faced by his favor. ولا صغيرة إن واجهك عدله. And no sin is small if you're faced by his justice. No sin is small if you are faced with his justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should always remind us of the vastness of divine mercy. But we also know of the tremendousness of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And which is why, and we've mentioned this before, but one of the key aspects that the hadith Qudsi, these divine hadiths emphasize, what is the central meaning emphasized in this hadith Qudsi that we've seen? Divine mercy. Divine mercy. The vastness of divine mercy. That's why we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All-Merciful and the Most Compassionate. Right? So, this is what the reminder here is. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so hadith number 38 now. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال موسى يا رب علمني شيئا أذكرك وأدعوك به. So the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم relates that Sayyidina Musa عليه السلام said, O Lord, teach me something that I may remember you by and I may call upon you by. قال يا موسى قل لا إله إلا الله. So Allah Most High said, O Moses, say, لا إله إلا الله. قال يا رب كل عبادك يقول هذا. So Sayyidina Musa said, O Lord, all your servants say that. قال قل لا إله إلا الله. So Allah Most High said, say, لا إله إلا الله. قال إنما أريد شيئا تخصني به. So Sayyidina Musa says to his Lord, and he is Kalimullah, the one spoken to by Allah. Said, I want something that you choose me by. Because when if you seek, you need al-mahabba, talab al-takhsis, right? That love is to choose to be, is to seek to be chosen. Love is to seek to be chosen. قال, so Sayyidina Musa said, and they, of course they say also that love has this sense of intimacy. Right? That this discourse with the one you love, this back and forth. قال يا موسى لو أن السماوات السبع والأراضين السبع في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة أو كفة مالت بهن لا إله إلا الله راه النسائي وابن حبان والحاكم وغيرهم. So Allah subhanahu, so Sayyidina Musa said, O Lord, I want something that you choose me by. So the divine response comes, O Moses, if the seven heavens and the earths, the seven earths, were on one side of the scale, and La ilaha illallah were on the other, La ilaha illallah would preponderate. Right? And this is related by Nasa'i, by An-Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban, Al-Hakim and others. Because what is all of creation? Right? What is all of creation? هذا خلق الله. This is the creating of Allah. Which is why the greatest single thing in creation is to recognize its creator. له الكون مرآة ومظهر الصفات. As the great poet said, creation for him is like a mirror and a point of manifestation of his qualities. And that's the purpose of the whole sunnah, is to connect us to the recognition and reality of La ilaha illallah. Right? But this is the tremendousness of La ilaha illallah. So, number one, make much mention of it. Make much mention of it. And set a goal for yourself. Set a goal for yourself. There is no reason why you can't say La ilaha illallah 1,000 times a day. And whoever seeks to attain must set a goal. من أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, whoever seeks the hereafter and strives for it as it deserves to be strived for. But one must, and one should set goals. Right? And if we see the tremendousness of La ilaha, set a goal. Strive to say it 1,000 times a day. If you can't do 1,000 times a day, why can't you do 100 each morning? 100 at night. Try to do 100 through your day and night. Set a goal. Stick with it. And take yourself to task for it. The hadith number 39. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال قال الله تعالى. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم relates in this hadith from Allah Mighty and Majestic that he says, من شغله ذكري عن مسألتي أعطيته أفضل ما أعطي السائلين. رواه البخاري وغيره. So Allah Most High says, whoever is busied by my remembrance from asking me, I grant them the best of what I grant those who ask me. Whoever is busied by my remembrance, by dhikr of Allah, from asking Allah, from asking me, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I give them the best of what I give those who ask. And this is related by Imam al-Bukhari. And in one narration, it has come, whoever is busied by my remembrance from asking me, I give him before they ask me. قبل أن يسألني. And this tells us the tremendousness of dhikr. But also, sometimes you don't know what to ask. Especially those complicated situations where you seem to be stuck between difficult choices. What do I ask for? Because you don't even know what's good. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in some narrations, some similar hadiths come, whoever is busied by reciting my book from asking me, I give them the best of what I give those who ask. Sit down and make dhikr. Sit down and recite the book of Allah. And this corresponds to the prophetic promise as well, that من جعل همه هما واحدا كفاه الله سائر الهموم. Whoever makes their concern one concern, Allah takes care of all their concerns. And there's all these movements now to simplify, right? People are realizing the excessiveness of materialism. But sometimes we have excessiveness of concerns. When you get many concerns, make one concern. You're going somewhere and you're thinking of having many goals, make your goal one goal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then everything else will fall in place after that. I'd put the first. They say, لا مقصود إلا الله. There is none sought but Allah. Right? And there's a divine promise, right, that He'll give you better than what He gives anyone who asks. And the final hadith in this collection of 40. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى يا ابن آدم اذكرني بعد الفجر وبعد العصر ساعة أكفك ما بينهما. رواه مسلم وأبو نعيم. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Most High says, yeah, so this is a hadith Qudsi, O child of Adam, remember me after Fajr and after Asr for some moments, and I will grant you sufficiency, akfika, I will grant you sufficiency with respect to all that is between them. Right? And this is an often neglected sunnah of making some dhikr after Fajr, make some dhikr after Asr. Right? And this is one of the keys to divine protection, kifaya. Right? Right? Kifaya. Right? And that's the key to contentment, is sufficiency. And this is related by Imam Muslim and Abu Nu'aym. So this is the 40th hadith. And then Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani added a few hadiths as a tatimma, as a completion of these 40, with respect to the merits of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will look at these tomorrow to close the section, this coverage of the hadith Qudsi. So next session, we'll be looking at the addition to these 40. We've, alhamdulillah, completed these 40 hadith Qudsi. Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabhani adds a few hadiths to it to make it in encouragement, in practical encouragement to make dhikr. But today we saw, firstly, the vastness of divine mercy. Right? Now on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing the argument for His sincere servant. For the sincere and humble servant. The servant himself will admit, I have no excuse. I have no complaint. I have no argument. It's exactly as recorded. But Allah says, I have an excuse for you. Right? This is how important it is to be sincere in our faith. How important it is to have humility. Have humility. But if we are sincere and humble, we would seek to change in this life so we don't have to be shamed in the hereafter. And we see the great merits of being busied with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And particularly if we are in a situation where we don't know what to ask, busy yourself with remembrance. Where, and to know that of the greatest ways of asking Allah is to remember Him. Udhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Lord has truly says, Udhkuruni, remember me, I will remember you. Right? Right? And this is the way of Sayyidina Ibrahim, right? Who did not ask when he was about to be thrown in the fire. He says, حَسْبِي عَنْ سُؤَالِي عِلْمُهُ بِحَالِي. I have complete sufficiency from asking by his knowledge of my state. Right? And this is the beautiful, you know, this is from the what is pointed to so beautifully by Imam Abdullah bin Alawi al-Haddad, Qutb al-Irshad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the author of the Book of Assistance, who says in his famous poem, قَدْ كَفَانِي عِلْمُ رَبِّي. My Lord, my Lord's knowledge is sufficient from me. عَنْ سُؤَالِي وَاخْتِيَارِي. From my asking and my choosing. So sometimes we don't know what to ask, so we make dhikr. Sometimes we make dhikr because we know with certainty that Allah will grant above and beyond that. And sometimes we feel that the best way of asking is not to ask, but rather to have complete thiqa billah, complete trust in Allah. Because your state asks just as your words ask. Right? Which is why Ibn Ata'illah puts it so beautifully in the Hikam. He says, رُبَّمَا دَلَّهُمُ الْأَدَبْ عَلَى تَرْكِ الطَّلَبْ. Sometimes it may be. And رُبَّمَا here, رُبَّمَا is a very interesting, رُبَّ is a particle that behaves in opposing ways. ربما sometimes it's للتقليل and sometimes للتكثير. Sometimes it's to minimize something, sometimes it is to maximize something. ربما دلهم الأدب. It may be. It may be sometimes, it may be many times. ربما, and the commentators of the Hikam differ on that. ربما دلهم الأدب. It may be that adab, that proper manners, sometimes may lead them to leave asking. Right? For any one of these reasons. Either because you don't know what to ask, or you find sufficiency in Allah's knowledge, you find greater comfort in remembrance. Like if someone dies in the family, now you don't, unexpectedly, someone lost their spouse, a parent, a loved one. Now sometimes in those situations, even practically, sit down and you ask, what can you ask for right now? You don't know. Right? And thinking about all the troubles could actually aggravate the situation. So busy yourself with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Busy yourself with the remembrance and have... And embrace the complete contentment, the complete serenity that وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord truly says, call upon me, I will answer you. Call upon me, أُدْعُونِي أَسَجِبْ لَكُمْ أُذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. And you know, the one that here is أُذْكُرُونِي, remember me. Hey, call upon me and I will answer, but also أُذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me. And I will remember you. Right? And the two have the same reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realize in us in that. So we'll close next lesson tomorrow at the same time by looking at some of the virtues of remembrance that are mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you for listening to the Rawha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help us continue to give light to millions around the world by becoming a monthly donor at seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the US.